Canmore. The gloves are off and governing bodies are duking it out over a rule change that aims to make face cages compulsory in junior hockey. Coming into effect December 15, Hockey Canada is moving to full facial protection, or face cages, in junior hockey to increase safety in the game. However, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, CJHL, which overlooks leagues such as the Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, is discussing the matter with an expectation that face cages won't be mandatory in AJHL games this season. I know that our league is not doing it this year and our league is going to put up a fight, said Andrew Milne, Canmore Eagles head coach and general manager. Currently across the CJHL, protective head and facial gear includes a mouthguard, helmet, and a clear plastic visor that covers the eyes and nose. Affiliate players under the age of 18 are required to wear face cages. On behalf of the CJHL and all 9 member leagues, I can state that the CJHL continues to discuss the matter with our partners at Hockey Canada as per our Hockey Canada, CJHL partnership at this time, said CJHL President Andy Harkness in an email. This past June, Hockey Canada's 13 regional or provincial members, such as Hockey Alberta, approved a playing rule change, extending full facial protection under our playing rules to include Junior A. The wearing of CSA-certified face cages will be compulsory for players registered with senior and major junior teams, as well as in all other categories and divisions including female hockey. The rule change is optional for male adult rec hockey. Player safety has always been a priority for Hockey Canada and its members, and we continue to work together on ways to improve and increase safety in the game, Hockey Canada said in a statement. Milne, who's been head coach and GM of the Eagles since 2008, doesn't agree that full facial protection makes hockey a safer sport. He argues that the game would become more reckless. I understand the idea of the insurance, but, to me, we've talked a lot about when one bad thing happens it can't affect the entire group, said Milne. I also like the fact that it keeps guys accountable. I'm a big believer that it keeps guys accountable and it keeps you safer because guys that are wearing a visor, they don't want it to happen to them so they don't do it to others.